Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, the department store chain known as Sears called Chicago home for more than a century. And a lot of people still refer to the city's tallest building as the Sears Tower. That was then. Now, executives at the suburban-based company that owns Sears says it will close its last Illinois store before the end of the year. WBBM's Rachel Pearson reports with the end of an era.
The Sears department store in Woodfield Mall will close for good on November 14th. This comes as the Schaumburg Shopping Center celebrated its 50th anniversary. In a statement, Sears parent company Transformco said it's, quote, part of the company's strategy to unlock the value of the real estate and pursue the highest and best use for the benefit of the local community. The company said it's already in active negotiations with potential replacement stores. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the debate over whether students should be forced to wear masks in school to prevent spreading COVID-19 has been raging in many suburbs for weeks. But WBBM's Mike Krauser tells us that issue is apparently academic for students in Park Ridge Niles Elementary District 64, where a coronavirus cluster forced the district to go on remote learning for 10 days.
The students from eight schools were sent home for remote learning between August 15th and September 10th. A District 64 spokesperson says the exposures largely occurred in classrooms. Some may have occurred on buses or involved a sibling or family member. There have been 43 positive cases among students and two among staff. The Pioneer Press reports the parents of more than 42% of unvaccinated students have not yet given permission to have their children tested. The superintendent would like to see them tested for fewer disruptions. The district says 2,300 unvaccinated students, just over 50%, have consent for weekly testing, which starts next week in Park Ridge Niles District 64.
And the latest check of data from the Illinois State Board of Education shows 13 schools in the state have lost their state recognition because they are not complying with Governor Pritzker's order requiring masks in school buildings. Four of those schools are in the Chicago area, and two are in Cook County.
The latest honor flight of military veterans from Chicago to war memorials in Washington, D.C. today has a special meaning for one of the program's most prominent backers.
Aaron Yarborough has been a longtime supporter of the honor flight program. Among the more than 100 veterans who took the latest flight to Washington to visit war memorials was her husband, former Maywood Mayor Henderson Yarborough, who enlisted in the Army during the Vietnam War era. She says the honor flight gave him a chance to once again visit the Vietnam War Memorial Wall, this time with fellow veterans.
Many times when we go, he looks for names of buddies of his who were killed, and I look for people who I know died over there. So it's really special.
Yarborough says she now has an even deeper appreciation of honor flights and what they mean for veterans after her husband got to experience one. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Metro's Board of Directors has given the CEO of the commuter rail service a raise, but not everyone is on board and thought that was a good idea.
The Metro Board approved raising Jim Derwinski's salary from $285,000 to just over $314,000 by next year. Stephen Palmer was one of two directors who voted against the increase. He says it's a matter of timing.
At this time, with COVID and ridership being at 24% or less that it was the wrong time to be sending a message to our customers and the taxpayers of giving out pay raises.
Palmer praises the work Derwinski has done and says he deserves a raise once Metra's ridership and financial situation have recovered more from the pandemic. Jim Gooddess, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Architects and designers from around the world will tour the city and brainstorm about transforming thousands of vacant lots this weekend for the Chicago Architecture Biennial. Executive Director Rachel Kaplan says there are more than 10,000 vacant spaces waiting for development.
You know, we felt this was a great opportunity to look at our spaces, what is available, what, you know, where we can take, where community could really play a significant role in determining what the future of these spaces could
be. The Chicago Architecture Biennial is the largest exhibition of its kind in North America.
Chicago's Inspector General's office says the city's police department has fallen significantly short of meeting its 2020 recommendations for maintaining and producing relevant records for criminal and civil litigation. Some of those recommendations include putting a single unit in charge of record management across the department and developing new policies and procedures to be able to produce all responsive records when necessary. A police department spokesman says they are continuing their work to implement some of the IG's original recommendations.
Well, this year's drought will have a big impact on trees this fall, and there's already been some signs.
Leaves are already starting to drop from trees, according to Illinois State climatologist Dr. Trent Ford.
Drought conditions have definitely affected trees really since the spring. I had some colleagues at the Morton Arboretum who reported all around the Chicago area trees we're forming smaller leaves as a result of the drought.
And because trees are not getting the kinds of water they need, there's likely to be fewer trees with the brilliant colors of leaves that paint our fall.
It is really disappointing when you're looking forward to that, and we just don't really get that color as much, just different shades of brown instead.
The state climatologist says central and southern Illinois will be better for leaf viewing this fall than the Chicago area. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Aurora is Illinois' second largest city, and the latest census data suggests as many as 43% of its residents are of Hispanic or Latino descent. And today, leaders there marked Mexican Independence Day by raising the Mexican flag in a public plaza for the first time ever. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore reports the ceremony was rich in tradition and culture.
9-year-old mariachi singer Ryan Cornejo helped make the historic occasion musical, but the flag raising at what's now called One Aurora Plaza was emotional for Juani Garza, the first of just two Latino aldermen in Aurora.
Us, we are like in two parts. One part is United States, the other part is in Mexico.
Mayor Richard Irvin said Aurora is proud to be such a diverse city and to celebrate it.
To our vibrant Mexican community of Aurora, I want you to know you are part of Aurora's story, and your story here in Aurora helps define Aurora's history. Viva Mexicanos!
Elected and appointed officials, business people, and everyday folk cheered as the Mexican flag was raised near and slightly lower than the plaza's American flag. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The owner of a Northwest Suburban Garden Center says his property tax bill is so large, he'd been forced to close his doors for good.
Kinch Florist and Garden Center shut down in July of 2020 after 82 years in business in Palatine. Michael Kinch, the latest to run the family-owned business, said the greenhouses were reassessed 2 years ago from agricultural land to commercial, and with it came a whopper of a property tax bill. He says their bill went from $25,000 to $183,000 in 2019 and $151,000 in 2020. He thought it was a mistake.
That somebody could reassess it that amount and know what they were doing. It was just, you know, we were floored. We didn't know what we were going to do.
Despite several appeals, Kinch says he won't be able to win, so he closed the business, demolished the greenhouses, and preparing to sell the land. The family still owns a flower shop on Palatine Road. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
WBBM has reached out to the Cook County Assessor's Office for comment, but a spokesperson told Channel 7 News that it based its assessment on the documents that were provided.
This week, people in Chicago's Andersonville neighborhood are taking part in a composting pilot program that organizers hope will provide a citywide model for keeping food waste out of landfills.
Beginning his venture picking up and delivering compost for processing on a bicycle at the age of 15, now 24-year-old Liam Donnelly says he was the perfect choice for the environmental environmentally conscious Andersonville Chamber of Commerce to coordinate their pilot compost on Clark program with his Waste Not Compost fleet of electric-powered haulers.
If this program's successful, the idea would be to replicate this across the city and other business districts.
With around 20 businesses, bars, restaurants, and even a hair salon participating, Donnelly says that the compostable waste now kept from landfills is processed at sites on the north side and south side. And in about 3 months, the nutrient-rich soil created is returned to the donor for use in their own gardens.
If they're not interested in or using the compost themselves, a lot of them will choose to donate it to our commercial partners, such as our schools, community gardens.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.